Time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Part E. Today, we have the opportunity to speak with Dr. Chadwick Leo, the medical director of Part E OBGYN Associates. First of all, Dr. Leo, joining us via Zoom, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
So, thank you for having me, Mark.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So you're here today with us to talk about women's health, but specifically menopause and perimenopause. That's one I've never heard of. Can you explain the difference between those?
Sure. As you know, in medicine, we like to throw out different words to kind of confuse people.
You did it this time.
By definition, menopause is the time when a woman transitions to stop producing estrogen and they'll stop bleeding. And typically, it's diagnosed after a 12-month period of cessation of no period. So basically, you stop estrogen production, you'll stop having your cycles, and after a 12-month period, we say, oh, you're in menopause already. The perimenopause, that word peri, it's around menopause, and basically just describes the time when you start the process of decreasing estrogen production until eventually you get to the menopause, when you stop the bleeding. Now, that can last anywhere between a few months, that can last years, there's no time frame for that.
So when do you know it's perimenopause versus menopause? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Right. So the big distinction is the bleeding profile if they have a uterus. When you stop bleeding, you're in menopause. You've graduated over. The perimenopause, you may start having those symptoms. And again, it's not age specific, but you can start having the symptoms of menopause, like the hot flashes, the mood changes, the vaginal changes, the skin changes, everything that we see in menopause, you may start having them sporadically throughout, but you're still having your cycles. So that, by definition, would be the perimenopausal period.
That was perfect, Dr. Leo, because I was going to ask you about some symptoms. You mentioned those symptoms. Are there any other symptoms that one would be looking for?
Those are the big three ones, hot flashes, the mood changes, and the vaginal dryness. But as you know, there are many other things that many women will complain or report: mental fog, lack of clarity, sometimes some skin changes, some hair changes, some weight gain. The multitude of symptoms that may all be associated to this condition.
So when does someone need to start having a conversation with their healthcare provider regarding this?
I think as soon as they can, as soon as they start having any questions, because because we have the conversation doesn't mean that, we're going to rush into having some sort of treatment plan. But I think having that conversation and establishing the communication with your healthcare provider would allow for you to build that relationship and be informed, to know what to look for, to know what to ask, to know when is it okay to ask for help so you don't have to suffer with these symptoms.
So you just mentioned treatments. Are there treatment options available, or is this just something that women have to live with?
Oh, no. There's a lot of different things. And this is an important question to have with your provider, because as we know, this is due to the lack of estrogen as you transition to that next phase of life. So inherently, the supplementation of estrogen is the ideal choice, but not everyone's a good candidate for estrogen replacement. And there are other things that we have to take into consideration, but there's a whole slew of other medications that we can discuss. There are new medications that have been approved recently for the treatment of these troublesome symptoms, as well as some over-the-counter stuff that may alleviate some of the symptoms. So there's a plethora of options, and there's not one fix for everyone. So I think it's starting the conversation, understanding where you are in this process, in this journey, and having a provider that's going to support you through this process, I think is very important.
Are there things women can do? Are there some natural things they can do? Or can they make some lifestyle changes that would help with this process also?
Yes. This everything that a person does will impact the symptoms that you're having. So, when you go to the doctor, say, you have to eat better, you have to sleep better, but they truly do make a difference. You have to eat well, you have to sleep well, because if you don't sleep well, your body doesn't rest, and then, that kind of changes in the mood changes. You have to, sometimes alcohol consumption can worsen some of these hot flashes. So watching to see how much alcohol we're consuming, perhaps decreasing or stopping the consumption. So there are some things that you can do to sort of do an overall, a health well-being or taking care of yourself that can help alleviate a lot of these symptoms. And of course, there's some stuff out there about, maybe some teas that can alleviate some of the symptoms. Some women will discuss maybe dressing in layers so that you can kind of take things off, put things on, depending on how troublesome the symptoms are.
Sure.
Sometimes having a little bedside, a fan. So there's a lot of different things that we can do on your own that can help with some of these symptoms.
Okay. I want to remind folks, we're speaking with Dr. Chadwick Leo. He's the medical director of Part E OBGYN Associates. Dr. Leo, you've been great with your time. Before we finish, what is some key advice you might like to share with women who might be entering perimenopause or menopause itself?
I've had the same question before, and I think the most important thing is to find a provider that's going to help you through this process. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your symptoms. Pay attention to your body. Don't hesitate to ask and see where you are so that hopefully you can be guided in the right way to help alleviate these symptoms. We were just talking about earlier, make sure you're sleeping well. Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you're eating well. That really, truly makes a difference. And then, of course, there's many different approaches, so stay open to the different ideas or the different approach to treatments. And with the right care, it's possible to feel good and thrive through the stages of life. You don't have to suffer.
Fantastic. Dr. Leo, you've been great with your time. We appreciate you sharing it with us. Thank you.
Mark, thank you very much. You have a great day.
Of course. If you would like to visit partyhospital.org, that's where you go to learn more about women's healthcare services at UNC Health Pardee. Once again, that's partyhospital.org.